Hi, patrons. Welcome to your bonus episode. It's me, Jack.
And it's me, Colin, and it's bonus time, which is my favourite thing to record because we're recording it for the good folks, the good guys, the patrons, the guys that actually contribute, the supporters, rather than just the listeners. So delighted to be doing that, Jack, for the good guys.
Yeah, it's not going to be a big one today, 10, 15 minutes. Just I'll be honest, I went on to Reddit. There's a subreddit there called Today I Learned. And it's usually get quite interesting stuff on it. I managed to find five or six things that I found reasonably interesting that we can discuss. Now, the first one here, Colin, this is more like, you know, one of those like time things, like the woolly mammoth was about when the pyramids, just to give you a scale of time.
Uh-huh.
So remember the Janet Jackson thing where she the nipple Justin Timberlake?
Yeah, the wardrobe malfunction it was called.
Yes, the wardrobe malfunction. Now, in my mind, I'm not going to put a number on it, but in my mind, it wasn't that long ago.
Okay.
But it was before YouTube was invented.
Right, okay, right.
And the reason I know that is because basically why YouTube was created was because the co-founder, a guy called Javed Karim, couldn't find that video online.
Oh, dirty bastard. Right, okay.
That's what he wanted to find, and he thought, I can't find that, so I'm going to start YouTube.
So was that like 2005, 2000, or that time, I think, that Super Bowl?
I think the nipple was 20 years ago.
Yeah, okay.
But in my mind, it's not that long ago. Well, at all. 20 years, that's more than half my life ago.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like that at all.
But the last 20 years of your life flew past much faster than the first 20 years.
I don't know, I get that, but it still doesn't feel like it was 20 years ago.
It's weird. YouTube's a bad one because, so do you know why YouTube's called YouTube?
No, tell me.
Because American slang for television is tube, like watching the tube.
I watched the tube, but I kind of knew that, okay.
That's just what it just comes from that.
Right.
There's a chance for you to be on TV, basically, YouTube. There's a guy I follow on YouTube called MKBHD, Marcus Brownlee. He does tech videos, like reviews of various tech and things like that.
Right, okay.
He's been doing it since he was like a little kid in his bedroom, like 10 years old sort of thing. Uh-huh. Now he's a multi-millionaire, minted, like full-time job, employs 20 people, stuff like that. And it's quite mad because he'll quite often on the algorithm, it'll throw up some of his early videos of just this little kid in his bedroom with like no production, terrible camera work and all this sort of stuff. And now he's like making some of the best looking video content out there. And it's mad. So that's almost like a timeline of YouTube. This guy aging and his videos becoming as good as they are now.
Yeah, I had a pal who uploaded a video, must have been 15 years ago. I think it was called, let me see if it's still there. It was How to Speak Glaswegian.
Right.
And I'm just curious if it's still there. But anyway, so this was years and years ago, and it got like fucking hundreds of thousands of views. And then he never sort of followed on with it at all, really.
He never monetized that a bit.
He did monetize it, and he sent me a picture. He gets like $7 a month or something.
Right, okay.
Or at the time. Right, okay, so I can't really find it. He's maybe took it off. But yeah, that was back in the day where like a popular video would get like the most popular videos would get like a million views.
Yeah.
It's not there anymore.
Now Mr. Beast is getting like 100 million views in the first day of a video coming out and stuff.
Yeah, the GTA trailer just took that record off him, the like most views in 24 hours.
Yeah.
Now that came out, and it's the only reason I'm keeping my PS5. I've not turned it on in months. And the only reason it's sitting there is for when GTA...
The only reason you bought it was for GTA.
No, well, no, because... Oh, what, GTA 5?
Ah, you bought it. Did you not buy it to play Grand Theft Auto?
I don't know why. I can't remember why I bought it, really. I don't know. I just won that money and thought I want to buy myself something.
Why not? Why not? You've got it there now anyway.
Yeah, it's there.
There is a lull just now with video games because I've not turned mine on for a long time either.
Yeah.
Too much good telly and stuff, too much good film to watch.
I tried that Baldur's Gate, that fantasy fucking thing, played it for about an hour.
Hated it.
And it's just dog shit, man. Just because it's... I've never played a game like that. Like you fucking throw dice and shit.
Nah, it's not for me.
Give me peace. What's going to say about YouTube? I've been watching like more podcasts on YouTube recently.
Right. Which ones?
One called Bad Friends.
With it's like the Japanese, the Korean guy, and
Bobby Lee Ninja guy. And
Andrew and
Andrew Santino.
Yeah, Andrew and Bobby Lee.
Bobby Lee, that's the one. Yeah. Quite enjoying that.
I love how horrible they are to each other.
That's brilliant. And then, like, kind of went down a rabbit hole of, like, that whole sort of comedian-type pals or whatever. And there's quite a few. I've always kind of liked Theo Vaughn.
He's hilarious.
He's fucking hilarious. So I've started watching a few of his things. Yeah, and that led me to, like, Tom Segura, a guy called Brett something, who've got Two Bears, One Cave, or something it's called. Reasonably interesting. And then I found... I'm not a massive stand-up fan, don't watch a lot of stand-up, but I found a guy called Shane Gillis. Have you heard of this guy?
I need to Google him to see, but I must see what it looks like.
Shane, G-I-L-L-I-S.
I don't think I've ever seen him before. No.
Right, okay. So, I don't watch a lot of stand-up. I don't know. I don't know why, I just don't. But he's got a show live in Austin on YouTube. Yeah, it's a special that he done. He put it out for free and stuff like that. And it's the funniest stand-up I have watched.
Really?
Oh, man. It's
I'll
fucking
check it out if it's that good.
Yeah, mate, I would... Again, know how that would be pure big something up, but I'm pretty sure you'll enjoy this guy.
I watched the new Kevin Bridges stand-up, and it was terrible.
I wasn't not a fan of it. I turned it off halfway through.
Yeah, and his previous two were brilliant, I thought, but this new one, I did not get it. I did not enjoy it.
Was it in Dublin or something like that?
Yeah, it was filmed in Dublin as well, yeah. The good, Just Good Friends one with Bobby Lee and stuff, have you seen the one where they're singing the song about his dead dad?
Probably, man. I've watched about 30 the last
Daddy,
couple
why
of weeks.
Daddy, why you die? It's so good. That is very funny. I like it.
It's good. Like, but it's not as good. I did try and just listen to it on the phone.
Uh-huh.
But there's obviously, they've got a really cool studio and stuff like that. It's obviously much better to watch.
I know, totally. That's going to do that. That comes up on my TikTok a lot, clips from that.
Yeah, see, I watched the clips for maybe the last year or something. I'd watched the clips and I thought, that's really good, that's really good. I never actually thought to watch the full thing.
Yeah.
But that's good. So I'd recommend that. And like I say, Shane Gillis live in Austin.
Good. Okay. I'd
recommend that. Right. So what was that YouTube thing? So Carrie Ann Moss, you know her? She was Trinity in Matrix.
Yeah, haha.
She was in a TV show called Matrix as well in 1993.
So the Matrix film was 99, wasn't it? So yeah. that would be before that.
Yeah.
That's odd, isn't it?
That's like a glitch.
Yeah. A glitch in the Matrix.
Yeah. This was, I've not seen it, it was about an assassinated hitman who was stuck in between worlds and given a second chance to redeem himself in the real world by helping others.
Never heard that in my life.
No, but they are. Right. Can you just read this one, the third one here? Because it's fucking mental.
Okay, so today I learned that until 2001, workers at Disneyland had to wear communal underwear while in character because normal undies would bunch up and become visible. After several outbreaks of pubic lice, the performers got the Teamsters Union involved and Disney finally agreed to employees wearing their own underpants. So communal underwear doesn't just mean uniformed underwear, that means underwear that would just get passed about.
I like that. Right, change shift here, calling them a boxers, man.
Jesus Christ.
And then somebody got lice, pubic lice.
So, which Disney character do you think had the lice? Who started it, do you think?
Minnie Mouse, you cow.
Okay. I was going to say Donald Duck, I don't know why, but Minnie Mouse is fine. There's that famous Donald Duck observation, isn't there, that Donald Duck walks about naked from the bottom down. And when he comes out of the shower, he wraps himself up with a towel.
He
doesn't show anything. Fucking Donald Duck.
So at least he's keeping himself clean, whereas Minnie's a wee... Have you ever seen her in the shower?
No, I've not seen Minnie Mouse in the shower. I know that Mickey Mouse has So Steamboat Willie, the first Mickey Mouse cartoon.
Yeah.
This year, that's gone out of copyright.
I think we've kind of had this conversation at some point. But...
So you can now make Mickey Mouse movies out, but Disney don't have to give you permission. So there's a trailer out already for a Mickey Mouse slasher film, which is out in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, they'll be fighting that like fuck.
They can't. It's out of public realm, so they're allowed to do anything you want with it.
Did you see the worst picture I've seen in months?
Is it the Winnie the Pooh one?
The guy visiting Walt Disney with his Ranger Star one.
Oh, fuck, yes. Uh-huh. Oh, horrendous.
My God. I wanted to crawl inside myself, man.
It was bad, really bad. And it wasn't even the right Disney. It wasn't even the good Disney. It was a shite bad Paris when he was at. If you're going to make yourself famous online, go to proper Disney in Florida. You wank.
You fucking dick. Probably get the train now. Or just drove. Fucking Jake.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
If you're a listener, mate, you're a fanny.
Yeah, but thanks for the contribution.
Yeah. So, the Irish Supreme Court doesn't classify Subway bread as bread, but instead as cake.
Yeah.
Because it's got such high sugar content.
That's right. Yeah, I've heard that before.
I heard that, man.
Yeah. Like, obviously, it's not a cake, but it has the same level of sugar as you would expect to find in a cake.
That's mad.
It is mad. It's just preservatives, I suppose, isn't it? And whatever else.
Is it like a different type of sugar? Because it's not like you bite into it and it tastes like a fucking bit of chocolate. So it's not sweet.
No, it's not sweet, but I guess some of them will be sweeter than others because they've got, like, obviously the cheese bread and they've got they've got some bread that's going to be sweeter than others, I think. But this will all be mad, like, sugar variants and stuff that's there not to make it sweet for other reasons. I bet you there'll be something dodgy about it.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one which is, so I think Pringles crisps are also classified as a dessert because the sugar in them is the same. They've got more sugar in them than they should do. And they're
I thought they were some sort of corn snack, or is that's like Monster Munching shit?
Yeah, that's the Monster Munching. Pringles are just crisps, but there's so much sugar in them for whatever reason they're classified as a dessert. It's like, well, so Walkers got in trouble today. Walkers are in the news because they've been trying to pay zero tax on their pompadom crisps because they said that they're pompadoms and they're not eligible for tax because they're not crisps, but they're not real pompadoms. They're crisps made to feel like pompadoms.
I love. Keep say that word again.
Pompadoms.
That's not what you said the first couple of times.
Do you know Madonna? It's got an Indian restaurant.
Pompadoms.
do you know Madonna's got an Indian restaurant?
Go on.
It's called Papa Don't Preach.
Fuck off.
pompadoms are made of lentils, not potatoes. So, they're very clear whether they're crisps or not. So we Walkers have had this, like, there's actually, like, there was a bit of legislation did. You'll like this, actually. So let me just find it. I've got it here. It'll only take me a wee second to get it because I was talking about this just today to somebody. Basically, in the court, so Walkers argued that they were pompadoms, so they shouldn't pay VAT on them. And the lawyers that came back against them said that nominative determinism is not a characteristic of snack foods, she said. Calling a snack food hula hoops does not mean that one could twiddle the product around one's midriff. Nor is Monster Munch generally reserved as a food for monsters.
Oh, superb, man. That's quite good,
I do like it.
Shut the fuck up, Walkers.
What's all this about Wimbledon umpires?
Yeah, so they need to learn, like, they don't need to learn the full language, but they need to learn tons of languages, and it's just the sweary words that they know.
Hmm.
So that if, like, some fucking Russian or Chechen swears, nine, Scheisenhauser, like, that was, they go, nine, stop that, and they deduct my point or whatever. So
it's like they're almost just wanting to, like, learn, they want to get somebody in trouble at that. That's like the Billy Column of umpiring, I would imagine, that one.
I bet it'd be shite if you're, like, English and you went, oh, you cunt, and you get, like, deducted a point, and then some Russian's going, I'm not going to. I keep doing my German hang when I'm Russian. I know.
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah, I suppose that is fair. To be fair.
So you want to keep it stim. On to old schooly Dr. Psychos.
This one is very psycho-y.
Yeah, so like it's not even like a fucking real doctor. He's a psychiatrist basically. But I don't know how long ago this was. Let me take a guess. Let's just say the 20s or something.
You can tell the story now, Google him at the same time.
Yeah, so Henry Cotton would sometime extract all of his patients' teeth, as he believed infected teeth to be the cause of psychiatric disorders. That's like they were so wrong years ago, and people just like let it slide for years. Like, okay, you just keep taking people's teeth out. But it wasn't just teeth he took out. It was like, he would chop your balls off.
So he was about between 1876 and 1933.
Actually, I said 1920, so that would have been near the end of his career.
He wrote a book about this teeth removal thing. And right. It was called The Defective Delinquent and Insane, The Relation of Focal Infections to Their Causation, Treatment and Prevention.
Mental.
An upcase. An absolute upcase.
Women's ovaries out, gallbladders, full stomachs.
The thing is that's a very finite thing to do as well, because as soon as you take the ovaries out, that's game over. Yes.
Fuck this. I'm done.
Let's finish off on a very somber note, a very sad one, and one that will make people think and ponder and potentially cry into their headphones, Jack. At some point, your parents bought you your very last Happy Meal.
Yeah. So one day you were out, full of life. I want that one with the wee... Can I get that one, please? Yeah. Cheeseburger. No gherkins. Yeah, please. Can I get a milkshake with that? Yeah, of course. You're never getting one again, you wee bastard. And that's you.
It's like there was a time your parents picked you up for the last time.
Yeah. There's tons of things that your parents done for the last time.
Wiped your arse for the last
time. Wiped your arse, yeah.
Yeah, it's all very somber to think of.
Dressed you, tucked you in. But, smacked you.
There's always good stuff in that today, I learned. Subreddits, so that was a good way of getting a wee 15-minute bonus. I enjoyed that, mate. Or, well, 18-minute bonus, actually. They were just too good to these people.
That's a big bonus. That'll do us, man. Cheers.
Cool. All right, thanks for listening, folks, and thank you for subscribing. Speak to you soon. Bye.
Colin, I personally don't think there's anybody still listening, and if they are, they're pretty hardcore long-term memory fans, and I would be expecting them to go and sign up to our Patreon at patreon.com/wrongtermmemory or by clicking the link in the show notes.
Absolutely. And if for whatever reason they can't do that and paying for content isn't their bag, they can still offer us continual support by leaving a rating and a review wherever you listen to your podcasts.